Hey, good morning, folks. As we come into this 7 o'clock hour on a Friday morning, with me is the Drain Commissioner of San Lake County, Greg Alexander. My guest there, you've been the Drain Commissioner for how long for this county now?
Just a little over 10 years. I was elected first in 2008 and started January 1st, 2009.
And it's a position I was just talking to you about off air that doesn't really get the recognition as it should.
Well, people don't really understand. Number one, the drain code is it's one of the oldest statutes in the state of Michigan. And it originally, in the late 1800s, it became a county elected position. Previous to that, it was a township elected position. Each township had their own. Of course, San Lake County is, you know, the greatest, the largest by far. County in lower Michigan. We're over 100 square miles larger than Oakland County. Mm-hmm. So we have almost 1,500 miles of drainage infrastructure that's been, you know, in existence for a century.
And people want to know, what does the Drain Commission do?
Rivers and streams. Mostly it's not, we don't do toilets. you know, I am part of the sewer in Worth Township right now, but that's because of the Board of Public Works, which is another statutorily appointed position. But rivers and streams that accept all the water from our road ditches, our farm ditches, our natural streams. There's a lot of natural streams that go out in the lake that we actually cannot touch. But all the road ditches pretty much come into the drains, you know. And people don't understand. There is never a drain tax. There's never a drain millage. We get no funds annually every year. You know, we pay our taxes, and some of it goes to our roads, some of it goes to our schools, our 911, and all the different things. There's $0 appropriated for drains, and if Gretchen's going to fix the damn roads, you know, none of that 45 cents is going to come to the drains. But
even when the road, there's ditches on the side of the roads there. So
oh yeah, but the road ditches empty into the rivers and streams that we manage.
Right.
Yeah. So we're forced to maintain the infrastructure. Infrastructure is a big I word right now, because. What happens is everybody shares in the cost. It's more like the grocery cart at the end of your shopping quest, or the meter at the end of the house, where we go out, we address issues, fix the flooding, and then we spread out all the money that's invested fairly amongst all those who are involved. The county picks up the largest portion of it because all the road ditches go into the drains. The townships also share in a portion of that for public health and safety. Townships are responsible for the police, ambulance, fire department. And if the road washes out, or if the drain, you know, fails, the ambulance can't get to grandma's house, and that puts the whole community at risk. So that's why the township shares in a portion of it. And then all the people who own property that contributes to the flow is this watershed. And that's what we're looking at this week, or this upcoming next week. We've been sending out a lot of notices for the Black River Intercounty Drain Watershed, which is the largest agricultural drain in lower Michigan. It's listed in the drain code as being one of the holy waters of the state. There's eight of them listed actually specifically in the drain code.
So there was several years back where I saw that the Black River out by, near Sandusky, off Deckerville Road, I think, there was being, you know, pulled out. Was that something that you guys were responsible for to make that a little bit wider and clean it up a little bit?
In 2003, we had addressed some, or 2012, I'm sorry. Yeah. We had addressed some erosion issues and put some fingers and stuff in to help control the flows and the erosion that was happening.
Because I remember there's a new bridge over that area also.
So. Yeah, there is,
is
off of
Aiken
Custer Road.
Custer,
Aiken, what do you think? There's been a lot of different... Yeah. Areas, but
I've seen a lot of work in that area. Really, deal with an issue there, and it looks great now. So,
well, yeah, and that's, we're trying to maintain the original route course and depth of the stream, you know. And as things happen, you get sediment that fills up the drains. That's just a natural all water carries sediment. One of our biggest problems lately has been the ash borer. We realize every time the wind blows, the ash trees are hitting our blinds, and we have no power. Right. Well, after it glances off the line, it's now laying in the ditch. And they get, you know, blocking up the water. And sooner or later, they found out in Midland what happens if you don't maintain them. It washes the entire road out.
Yeah.
So that gets real expensive.
So what we have something coming up here, come next week, very fast approaching, July 10th through 11th, is what you were just mentioning, the notice day of review of drainage district boundaries and review of apportionments, Black River Intercounty Drain. And this meeting will be at the Sandlake County Emergency Operations Center. That's on 95 Dawson Street in Sandusky. Where exactly is that?
That's over by the health department.
Okay.
Just the building south of the health department.
So. And there will be a meeting there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
On both days.
On both days. So, is everybody sits there and just talks about this?
Everybody's invited to come and look at it. We sent out the notices. One of the things that you don't necessarily have to wait for this actual day, we included your parcel number, the estimated assessment amount, the tentative apportionment, and the years that we're going to assess this out. There's a minimum of $5. It costs $5 to send out these papers.
Right.
To each one of the 7,000 parcels that we have sent. What we're also doing at the same time is we're also looking at the other drains within. We recognize that the last time the Black River was looked at was 1987. And it was based off a 1963 U.S. geological map with a 10-foot variance. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not real accurate according to today's day and times. The laws changed in 2013.
20 years.
More than that. 1963. Oh. 20 years since we looked at it.
Right.
But the maps, the other drains, there's over 130 drains that are within the Black River watershed, and their maps didn't match the actual Black River. See, one drain was adopted and fixed in 1942. Another one was done back in the 1800s. Another one was done in 19... And God bless them, they did the best they could with the equipment that they had.
Or technology, yeah.
Technology.
Yeah.
Our technology today, like I said, this law changed in 2013. We always used to have a petition. There's lots of reasons why maintenance is a lot cheaper, probably a third of the cost of petition projects, because once you petition a drain, you're reinventing the wheel pretty much, and you have to get a hold of Eagle, which is DEQ. DEQ is now called Eagle, Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and has to be engineered. Well, if we're just maintaining going back to what it was originally, historically, then that's not necessary, and you can do it a lot cheaper by just maintaining things. We haven't had an actual petition in Sandlake County in 20 years. Maintenance is king. And you can maintain things very, very inexpensively.
Especially with the amount of rainfall we've had also.
That's a contributing factor.
It can be a major factor. A lot of it is going in there, especially if we could have more potential rain still coming throughout this year. If you notice how hard it is for farmers in certain fields, how muddy it is, imagine what some of these drainages or ditches or even rivers or even creeks that all go to one place more than often, like to the Black River or
right.
Rivers in the area. I got Big Creek behind me. I almost right. consider that a little river because it can get pretty
it does.
Wide
it
out
does,
there.
It does, yeah. So, and that's a natural waterway, by the way.
Yeah, it is. Yep. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to get any salmon or suckers in here, just minnows so far. But the fact of the matter, the Black River is, of course, a key river for us. It's well-known. And with this work that's going to happen in the informational meeting, by the way, and all the information that you got in the mail, it can also be found on the Sandlake County website, sandlakecounty.net, that you can find on there. There is a PDF file on there also. So it's up there, right? Is this
yep.
the same information that's there?
Same information. You can click on the link, and you can look at all the different drains that we're working on. Comprehensive look at it. We're doing 134 drains in 2 days. So it's never been done before that, especially that. All the maps will match each other.
And there's maps on the back of the information meeting also, yep. if you guys can see that also. So,
And also I want to point out on that sandlakecounty.net website, up in the upper right-hand corner, the parcel/GIS. That is a pretty new feature. We've been working on it. It continues to get better. It's all free. You just click on the little doggy to get in there, and it's basically a plat book on steroids, because there's a lot of added extra fields with you can look at the drains, so you can see which ones are the actual drains. Just go down to the lower right-hand corner. You can click on accept. It's all free. And zoom it in. You can look at your particular parcel, and you can see where the drains are in relationship to that. It continues to get better, and we're adding to it every
day. It's a good, useful map to have,
regardless. Yeah, it's awesome. We've also included that. It took about 3 years to get a grant for the LIDAR, which is basically replaced that 1963 geological map, and it guaranteed within 20 centimeters over the whole county. So that was a $275,000 grant that I got before I wanted to try starting to attack these.
All right, we'll be right back real quick here with Greg Alexander, our drain commissioner, with more details about this coming up. Again, that meeting July 10th through 11th. We have the link to the actual site where you can hit that PDF file, but that site that he was mentioning, when you look at the website, right side, parcels/GIS is where you'll find it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. With me, our drain commissioner of Santa Ana County, Greg Alexander. We're also showing this on Facebook Live for those who are tuning in right now. And he's here talking about the meeting that will be coming up with the drain commission, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Santa Ana County Emergency Operations Center on 95 Dawson Street. It's where all the health department buildings are at. It's happening July 10th through 11th next week, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I'm looking at the map, and so some of these bigger, I guess you could say wider ditches, these are actually our drains, right?
Yes.
So I always wondered, you know, it's like, is that a river or a creek? No, these are actual drains that were there. Were they natural before, or you just...
A lot of them were. You can tell pretty much by the map when you start looking at them. A lot of them were man-made infrastructure from the get-go because they were trying to get to areas, you know, that wasn't draining properly. When you see it going along the edge of somebody's property or next to a road or something like that, it's obviously man-made infrastructure.
Right.
And a lot of that was in existence for, you know, from the 1800s. You know, going back and taking a comprehensive look at this is going to save a lot of money for the smaller districts. It's important to put big numbers in perspective. When Black River itself is over 200,000 acres, then we're looking at that map and getting the other ones done inexpensively at the same time.
And so there's a lot of details to work with that when you start doing that, especially when you're doing the maintenance on it also. Talking to the property owners and getting the engineers, the guys who run the machinery, all, you know, it all falls into place there. It has to all fall into place to make this work right. So,
oh, yeah.
And with, of course, with the DEQ, or formerly known as DEQ.
Yep, Eagle.
Yeah, so. So the frequently asked questions will be also on this PDF file, I understand, on the website?
Yes. Yep, okay. That's on there.
And what is the most asked question? Number one.
I've never seen one of these before. What's going on? Well, we're house cleaning, basically. Oh, you know, man. We're getting things cleaned up and making it work for the future.
All right, one more minute here. Again, what's the main message that you want to get out there about this event?
Just, you know, feel free to look in the upper right-hand corner. Your parcel is included on there. If we sent you one of these notices, we've done this before. We've had drains looked at before. Last year we did Elk Creek, we did South Branch of the Cass River the year previous to that. So this is not our first rodeo. Some of the other counties are attacking these as watersheds at the same time too, and it's working out very well for them. We're saving a lot of money for the smaller districts who can't afford it by doing it a comprehensive look.
So is this job enjoyable for you?
It is. Yeah. It is. It's got its times like anything else, but it really is. I'm a recovering dairy farmer by trade.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So
it's a lot of drainage there.
Well, yeah.
You know, a lot of concern there that they have to really stay on top of it. Most farmers are really conservation-minded about this stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And there's a value received to it. Farmers understand the concept of investment versus reward. There is no money that's set aside for it, but when you're going out and fixing problems, they see a value to that. And if I can get your tile working for $6 an acre... The question is, how quick can you get there?
All right, go to sandlakecounty.net is the website. Go to Drain Commission for the full list of information there. Greg Alexander, thank you.
Thank you.